Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
I heard you guys talking about Shapiro. The big story is Governor Shapiro has now hired the Minnesota Voting Machine Company because they were able to count all the votes between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. so that the what's-her-face, Ilhan, I hate America, I hate Jews, Ilhan Omar could win. She had zero votes counted from 8 p.m. last night when the polls closed in Minnesota to 9:57, and all of a sudden, in 1 hour and 58 minutes, they got all the votes counted, and she is back, and she's criticizing white men and Jews, but they'll still vote for her. So anyway, the good news is we can't count votes in Pennsylvania because the state already announced it a couple days ago. Yeah. Don't expect the election results on election night, but in Minnesota, they got the election results in 2 hours.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very, very, very fascinating. And sadly, there's a lot of Democrats out there, Tony, that will just say what your T-shirt says. Breaking news. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But you know what people care about is this whole Tim Walz embellishment, lie, weasel approach of falsifying his military history and abandoning his fellow soldiers as he uses a little backdoor exit to wiggle out of going over to Iraq, and then he's going to run for office. I don't know that it's necessarily going to hurt him and Kamala, but man, I'm telling you what, Tony, there's a lot of people in America, certainly in middle America, and I think the older the demo, the more people look at this and say, this guy is a stone weasel. We've had a lot of calls on him just in the last 10-15 minutes.
Know. I've been listening. I get up early to listen to the show and hear Dawn and Greg fight today. Come on, guys. Come on, fam.
That's everything.
Settle down.
We're not fighting. We're having spirited debates on radio.
Yeah.
Remember, at least on radio and on X,
they're certainly not in our political discourse. Nobody wants to debate. Nobody wants to have a news conference.
No, you're right. Stalker faces way more bullets than Tim Walz ever had.
And the thing, you know, my dad was a World War II hero. I mean, he jumped out of planes in World War II as part of the 82nd Airborne. So I know as a family member, I didn't serve. But I'll tell you what, anybody who has served, and no one's saying Tim Walz didn't serve. Mm-hmm. Tim Walz is saying that he was a sergeant, whatever it was. Those fish are sergeant majors. You know the ones with the stripe? Those are more sergeant majors than stinking Tim Walz. But the bottom line is, even the Minnesota, I say this all the time. My biggest beef isn't just people on Twitter who randomly have ideas and they think they're all right and they're right and you're wrong, whatever. It's the media. The Minnesota Star Tribune is basically just running for cover. They're basically saying that Tim Walz did nothing wrong and that he has a right to rip. He was ripping J.D. Vance, and then all of a sudden they changed it all because J.D. Vance didn't rip Tim Walz's service.
Yep.
He ripped the fact that he lied about going to war.
Yes.
That's all this is. This isn't about whether he was in the National Guard. Anybody who serves should be respected, but anybody who lies about serving should be condemned. But Walz goes to some union thing yesterday and starts screaming about, you know, hey, listen to me and you listen to me good. This is the same guy with the snitch lines. We've all seen it. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. The media is carrying water. I mean, water towers all over the country aren't getting as much water being carried as the stinking Democrats have the media. CBS News has been the worst example of it.
Mm-hmm.
CBS News has been an absolute embarrassment with the way they've been covering for Kamala Harris and this Walz guy. And all I want to do, I want to see both sides being treated the same. And they're not. And it's not even that I need Trump to have more praise. Trump goes on and everybody's criticizing him because there were technical problems. Meanwhile, a billion people have been watching that video. So it's just a joke. And it's a joke that our media is what it is today. And it hurts me as a member of the media. That's all I complain about. I don't care what people vote for. But the Walz thing and Kamala, now we have to wait till Friday and she's going to give some written speech. And she hasn't done anything, by the way, in the last couple of days, you notice. Mm-hmm. She's saving it for Friday where she's going to unveil her economic plan.
Oh, the economic plan. Don't go belly up. Don't go broke. That'll be the economic plan. So, by the way, you mentioned Trump and Elon and the whole spaces thing. Your thoughts, because I know we had a 45-minute technical issue, but once that got out of the way and they fixed things, short of the microphone compression for Trump's, Trump's microphone, where he sounded like, he was wearing, dentures, which we know he was not, the content and the conversation was phenomenal from the standpoint of, I mean, Trump's 78 years old. He went 2 hours uninterrupted. I'm shot after 50 minutes of the cut sheet.
I'm shot after this segment every week. I need a whole week to recover till next Wednesday. I leave it all out on the table. I don't leave anything in the locker room. I take it one show at a time, 1 week at a time. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And yes, the Phillies, who were 29 games above 500 on July 13th. Isn't that the day Trump was shot?
Yeah.
Since Trump was shot, the Phillies have gone from 29 games above 500 at 62-33 to now 69-50, 7-17 since. They come back home, and Taiwan Walker, which should be tying one on soon, maybe in Scranton or wherever the hell the Phillies are playing now, Reading, you name them, Clearwater, down here with the Threshers.
Lehigh Valley.
This team is taking on more water than the media, because the media can carry all the water that they can handle.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing. I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of other stories. By the way, the Phillies it's inexplicable. I did not know that, though. 7-17 since July 13th.
Four straight losses, the road trip. I mean, that could have been 500 on a road trip, which is decent if you want to do that. But everything's gone south now for the Phillies. I've been south at least for the last couple of years, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but you went south, willingly.
In Southwest Florida,
yeah, exactly right. Tony Bruno is with us as he does every Wednesday here on the show. There's so many great stories out there that are right up your alley. I want to start with this because I know you had issues with COVID, with the vaccine. Now, Aaron Rodgers, as we get ready for another NFL season, if you remember 3 years ago, he took a ton of flack for the way he framed and chose certain words about saying, I was immunized. I didn't necessarily get vaccinated. And now 3 years later, he's regretting those comments, to which I would say, just like I said with Joe Rogan earlier this week, you're going to endorse Bobby Kennedy. Don't walk it back. Aaron Rodgers, don't walk it back, especially with what we know now. Aaron Rodgers looks like a genius after they tried to smear him 3 years ago, but apparently he has regrets for what he said. I don't know, Tony, that feels a little weak in my opinion.
It is, but he's trying to placate the New York media because, the media is the worst in the world. The sports media especially, they're even worse. Talk about a bunch of bozos. Sports media people, especially in big cities, they'll hold the pressure on a guy that they need for either one of the New York football teams to win. I don't know how far the Jets are going with Aaron Rodgers. Bottom line is, Aaron Rodgers should apologize for nothing.
I agree.
What does he have to prove? He was right about the vaccines. Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci, Mr. Science, now has COVID for like the fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think he has access to the best drugs on earth? And he's coming out and saying, I got COVID again, despite having 6 shots.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's pretty much admitting that everything he did and said was not a lie, but it was all embellishment. And morons still have candles to Dr. Fauci in their bedrooms.
It's
ridiculous.
I said this yesterday when we talked about it, because he's got, I think it's his third COVID infection, and he's got a total of 6 shots, original vaccines, plus all these garbage boosters that like 8% of Americans get these days. I don't even know why anybody's getting them. But isn't it the most ironic thing that the most vaccinated people, the most boosted people, are the ones always publicly saying, hey, I came down with COVID again. I mean, I haven't had a booster, period. And if I've had COVID, I didn't know it because I was asymptomatic, and I just went about living my life. And if I had a runny nose, I didn't take a test for it, Tony.
I go get Mucinex DM, the good stuff at night. That's what I've been taking. I had a chest cold. We came back to Philly. We got sick because we're in airplanes, and everybody's got these summer colds. And then, of course, if you have 16 COVID kits in your house, like we all got them for free. Remember when they were giving them out for free?
Yeah.
And now you have to pay for them like $30. You have one of those. We got sick. Do we have COVID? Checked it? No. You know what it is? It's a sinus infection. It's summer. People are on airplanes. They're breathing on each other. Kids are coughing. I had 2 vaccines. I almost died. I will never take another shot. It's my body, my choice, as they like to say in the abortion world.
There you go. Tony Bruno with us. I got to get your thoughts on this, because we've had a lot of conversation about Title IX, men's and women's sports, mixing men in women's sports, pretending to be women, most notably the whole boxing story with the Olympics. But ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit was actually on with Dan Dockich, former ESPN employee, who's now joined the dark side, and he's gone to OutKick. And Herbstreit, and if you've ever watched Herbstreit with College Game Day and college football, he is very buttoned up. He's exactly what ESPN's like. He's politically correct. He's Disney friendly, the whole bit. But in the last couple of years, he's been more agitated with the ridiculous stuff from the left wing. And now he's come out and he said on the OutKick show with Dockich that he's done dealing with the BS, and I'm cleaning that up, the pushback he's getting for simply saying men do not belong in women's sports. And we're talking about one of the 4 or 5 preeminent faces and voices and highest paid people in Bristol coming out. Is that a sign of things turning, or is that just one guy maybe above the ESPN cancel culture mindset?
No, the bottom line is, you know, he's important to ESPN. So they're going to let him actually speak his mind every once in a while, which is what you're supposed to do, and why ESPN is not the same company as it used to be. Not because they're not good people there, but I'm saying that everybody has to be on the same wavelength at ESPN. And, you know, and you mentioned the OutKick. There's a story by a guy I didn't even know was there, a former ESPN guy who just wrote this column that you guys sent me last night about how Around the Horn, one of the great shows from 20 years ago that they would go to every year. By the way, it hasn't been canceled. So the writer of this piece on OutKick, who said he was at ESPN radios for 10 years and I never even heard of him, but good for him, he's got another job. And he's saying that, you know, they had all these great voices, Woody Page and all these other people on Around the Horn, the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. And now they just have anonymous people who are DEI hires that they're throwing on there who add nothing to the conversation because everybody says the same thing. Mm-hmm. And when you have a sports show with different sports people from different parts of the country to give people the flavor of what's going on in their particular regions, you know, you have to have some difference of opinion. But that's not what ESPN wants anymore. They want lockstep, just like most media, just like Disney, just like CBS, ABC, NBC. They all want to be on the same wavelength. They want to get the same talking points every morning. And then people are supposed to sit there and listen and say, yeah, but you know what they're really always going to say? Yeah, I agree with them. You can't agree with everybody. Not everybody thinks the same.
I know. Listen to this show.
The media wants everybody to think the same way.
Yep.
And that's not the way the human body works or the human mind.
Yes. If you want differing opinions, just come to Kale and Company. Dawn and Greg fight every morning.
It was a bad fight today. I was starting to worry. I was calling for an intervention.
They were arguing.
I was going to send somebody to the studio to go in there and break into the studio to stop it before it got uglier.
I'm just, man, we don't fight.
They were in disagreement over whether or not today was Wednesday.
I know. Well, listen, it happens, you know. I don't know what day it is anymore. Do you?
No, everything just blends together at this point. You used to live in Montgomery County back in the day in Lower Gwynedd, probably when it was actually much more red than it is now. So, Dawn, if you could present this to Tony, I definitely want to get Tony's thoughts on this because this could be an epic response.
Yes, and taxes going up again in Montgomery County, pretty wealthy county, but they are offering free period products, tampons and pads in all health and human services buildings, historic sites, as well as county parks and courthouses. So these dispensers, and I don't know if they're, I believe that they're male and female bathrooms.
Well, yeah, Tim Walz would make sure that happens.
But they're installing these. Now, they used to cost a quarter, but everybody in Monco can't afford that. But you're going to get your free tampons and your free pads because of period poverty.
Tony, your thoughts, Montgomery County.
Period poverty. I saw them open for Springsteen a couple of weeks ago on a tribute band down here in,
great band.
In Cape Coral, Florida, where we have a lot of great, but no strings attached, I guess, in this. I'm sorry, it was too easy.
Hey, I have another take on this, by the way. Here's another take for those of you who are upset about the fact that they're spending money on putting tampons in boys' bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. How about paper towels so I can wash my hands and dry them and not have that stupid machine that doesn't do anything?
I hate that
machine. I
have
to wipe my hands all over my shirt, my pants.
With the amount of shootings that we have in the Philadelphia area, it's a known fact amongst emergency workers that tampons and pads make very good blood soaking up. so like with all the shootings, maybe they would need this.
Medic, I'm sorry, I got a couple of tampons in it. Now, do you want the maxi pads or do you want the what do you call them?
With wings.
Yeah.
No, that's Red Bull. Red Bull gives you wings.
So ridiculous.
Well, talk about killing two birds with one stone, huh?
By the way, you see the headline of the New York Post this morning. $5 billion is what has been spent in government tax dollars just to handle the migrant situation in New York City alone.
Amazing.
$5 billion with a B.
That's right. Disturbing, disappointing, disgusting, no doubt about it. Voting on who you hate more or who you want to see pull off the miracle of history of the first ever female president. That's what we have kind of devolved into in a society where now the 2024 election takes on the significance and the buildup and the issues that matter of like a 10th grade class president race. It's basically who is more popular versus who is least popular, and we'll pick that person and then we'll just pray for the best and cross our fingers the next 4 years, sir.
And that's the preposterousness. Is that such a word? This is how preposterous this entire thing. Yes. But I'll invent a new word. The preposterousness of this entire thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back to JFK when I was a young punk kid in South Philly going to St. Rita's and standing out on Broad Street watching John F. Kennedy go up Broad Street, you know, in the open car and waving to John Kennedy. Because that's what we did growing up in Philly. You're a Democrat since 1972. Only Democrats have run the town. And so now you fast forward. We knew who the candidates were. We knew what they stood for. And this is back when you had to have, there was no live action cams anywhere. You know, you go on home and watch the news at night. Now with the access to information that we all have, it's just amazing to me that so many people have been brainwashed by this whole joy campaign. Mm-hmm. And oh, they bring out joy and Tim Walz. Oh, he's such a masculine man. Are you serious?
What?
I mean, how stupid do voters have to be to buy all this nonsense? And then they're criticizing Trump for not doing rallies every day. And then Kamala Harris hasn't done anything this week. Mm-hmm. She's not going to do anything till Friday because she's been somewhere in her bunker. She even bailed out on her pool. She was supposed to be, you know, there's a traveling media pool that goes with the candidates.
Yep.
Kamala Harris ditched them yesterday to go to Howard University and unannounced and not having any media there to see what she was doing. She's going to, you know, historically black schools where she went and telling those girls, you know, you got to vote for me because you won't get 15 abortions if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But when you duck away from the media that's basically adoring you on their knees, worshiping and adoring you, even though you haven't accomplished anything, even though you have now your own spokespeople telling the media that, oh, no, she's not for Medicare for All anymore. She's changed her position on that. So if she can change her positions on everything that she's done, for at least for the last 4 years, forget about her, you know, ancient history, just the last 4 years, saying that she's going to do this, no taxes on tips. Why isn't she doing it now? She's still in power. She's still the vice president. Joe Biden went out and talked about curing cancer by 2020 yesterday when he went to New Orleans. They're still allowing this guy to go out and speak in public once a week before he heads back to Delaware and sits on the beach waiting for the horseshoe crabs to waddle up on the beach. In fact, Joe Biden was hiding behind the concrete chips down there in Delaware waiting for World War III. And he says, you know, I'll know World War III breaks out if I see the concrete chips and warships moving toward Delaware. That's why they built those there.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. Not a joke.
Don, I don't know if you agree with me on this one, I'm sure. But I have had women come up to me and say, why would you not want to vote for the first woman president? This is an amazing historical thing. And my point is, I don't want to vote for a woman just because she's a woman and then have her be historically the worst president ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want that to be the first female, because that will forever, like, oh, we voted a woman in, look at what happened. You know, like, I want the best candidate for the job, no matter who it is. And if it were a woman, like if Trump were female, I would be voting for her. You know, I mean, it's
maybe she should make the transition.
Transition.
Excuse me.
I don't think we get that for free down here in Florida. But if we move to Minnesota, I think Governor Walz will make sure that we get all the feminine hygiene products we need. And if we want to change sexes, we'll do that. But the biggest joke is down here in Florida. Mm-hmm. We have all the DeSantis fans, and I'm a huge DeSantis fan.
Yeah.
You know, Ron DeSantis isn't the candidate, but you've got conservatives here in Florida. And now, you know, AP, another joke of a news organization, say Kamala Harris is getting close in Florida, right? Which has a 1 million voter registration advantage, Republicans over Democrats.
Yep.
And now the machine in D.C. is trying to convince Floridians that you be careful. Florida's back in play for Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, people here in Florida who are mad that DeSantis wasn't the nominee. And I love DeSantis, but he wasn't the nominee for a reason. He ran a horrible campaign and bailed early instead of asking people for money to keep losing. And I love DeSantis, but the people down here are not going to vote for Trump because they hate him and they love Ron DeSantis. Talk about morons. You have to be a moron to sit here in Florida and suggest either voting for Kamala Harris or not voting at all is your stance because you don't like Donald Trump and you're mad that he's the nominee. He went through a campaign. He had other people opposing him. And that's how it works. You pick a nominee based on voting, not based on forcing a guy out. And that's the part of this whole thing that I don't understand. I'm looking for common sense. And the fact that people here in Florida who hate Trump, which is their right to do, but they're going to make this election close because they're not going to vote for Trump because they love Ron DeSantis so much? How stupid is that?
Oh, that's maddening. And that's where I come out and I say that makes you a certified bona fide loser if that's your mindset. And I said that to the Nikki Haley Republican supporters out there that, well, if it's not Nikki, I'm not voting for Trump. That makes you a loser. But is that a real palpable thing in Florida? Or is that just a select fringe and a select few that are anti-Trump and mad because DeSantis didn't get it? I mean, how viable?
No, there's
is
still that?
That
fringe. There's people that I follow.
It's a fringe, but it's a big fringe. I just don't know how effective it'll be. But it's
I know DeSantis gets conservative stuff done. I love Ron DeSantis.
No, he's the best governor, and I
in
think
the country, and there's no one even close second.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, DeSantis isn't the nominee.
Yep.
He's not the nominee. So if you want to give Kamala Harris the White House and Dancing Bear, Stolen Valor, Tim Pond Walz in the White House, go ahead and vote for Kamala Harris and see what happens.
You mentioned briefly, and it's going to cue you up for this next story. You mentioned Tim Walz and masculinity. ESPN talking heads once again back defying corporate orders not to discuss politics. And ESPN's Mina Kimes was on the Dan Lebatard show. You talk about brutal. And she goes,
wow.
She actually adores the type of masculinity masculinity that Tim Walz oozes.
Of course.
She said, quote, "There's something to me really important about seeing someone like this modeling a different kind of masculinity," kind of said of Walz. "We're kind of seeing it in the NFL with the Kelseys and Dan Campbell." This idea that
Dan Campbell is exactly the opposite of Tim Walz.
Yeah, hanging
Dan
out with
Campbell isn't running around doing two-hand waves. "Hi, look at me, I'm running. Oh, man."
She says,
"Tim Walz, the late great, who's the guy, the exercise guy that just died?
Richard,
the short shorts?
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons was more masculine than Tim Walz. Liberace was more masculine than Tim Walz.
Oh, this is not
Here's
right.
the thing about this that. Right. I love how whenever they talk about Tim Walz's masculinity, they're constantly showing him with camo and a gun.
Yeah.
Like, as if just putting on camo like suddenly makes somebody, it suddenly makes you masculine. Like, no gay person has ever gone out hunting. Like, it's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid.
And meanwhile, NBC 10 in Philadelphia, another part of the corrupt media, "Instagram is failing to crack down on hate speech against women politicians as elections near."
Oh, Instagram.
I thought same women politicians who called Trump Hitler?
Where's
the hate speech against Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Nobody's been more worshipped for doing nothing than this woman. Hillary Clinton's head has to be exploding. Seeing the adulation, at least Hillary Clinton had accomplishments. She was Secretary of State. She traveled the world.
Oh.
She was the first lady.
Got away with murder.
Well, that's okay, but at least she had accomplishments.
Yeah,
Kamala Harris has zero accomplishments.
I thought hate speech only existed on X under Elon Musk. Apparently, it thrives on Instagram as well. Who knew? Last quote here. Mina Kime saying about Tim Walz, "This idea that the big football tough guy isn't separate from showing emotion and empathy is appealing. This man, the year he was a football coach, led the Gay-Straight Alliance at the high school. That's really powerful in a way that goes beyond politics." So we're talking about a guy that bailed on his fellow servicemen and women before being deployed to combat. And that's the kind of that's the type of masculinity that some, and so you take ESPN's Mina Kimes. This is the single liberal female that is Trump's worst nightmare at the ballots. And this is the mindset that they have of, now Tim Walz is a masculine man. I don't think bailing on your fellow soldiers really
with all due respect, Mina Kimes is another DEI hire.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Okay. ESPN is loaded with DEI hires that wouldn't get a job at ESPN 20 years ago, but now are just lining the hallways of Bristol, Connecticut, because they work cheap and they'll work for free because they want to be on ESPN and no one knows who they are. And again, if you like her, go ahead and watch her. But Mina Kimes, using her as some sort of bastion for what the women of the world think. Mina Kimes doesn't leave her house. She may as well be living with Keith Olbermann and Rosie O'Donnell in that world. They should do their shows from Keith Olbermann's condo overlooking the Central Park West in New York City.
Speaking of former colleagues and friends of yours, Tony Bruno, can I ask you a question? I'm curious about your former station now. There's a new midday host there, and I'm just curious of your thoughts on how long that honeymoon is going to last.
I read the thing on Crossing Broad. That's how I keep track of the local media.
Yeah,
but listen, you know, obviously there's a battle going on in the sports world between two stations in town.
Yeah,
and that's what's going on. And they're trying to beat WIP. And they tried all these different guys. Listen, I don't like the guy personally, but if that's what they want to do, and they're going to try to compete, because he's been an arch enemy.
Yeah,
he for some reason he's been the only guy I've ever worked with, and I've worked with a lot of people who never respected my accomplishments or what I've done, and he's just a weasel.
Yep.
He's a weasel, but if you want to listen to him, go right ahead, because he's not going to preach politics. That's what he claims. Oh, he's not going to talk about left-wing stuff on the show. Give him another week.
I think he already broke that, though.
Yeah, I was just gonna say they hired him at a time when there's an election happening in 3 months.
Yeah.
You think he's not gonna talk about that?
Well, if you want to
sports listeners. Radio, ESPN, and local sports talk guys, we need more guys who are Democrats preaching the company line. There's never been a worse time to be a Democratic honk in sports media than right now, trying to prop up two candidates that no one could recognize three weeks ago, especially Walls.
Yeah.
People in Minnesota don't know who Tim Walls is, but the whole country's supposed to embrace a guy who's dancing and prancing. Come on, man.
By the way, when you say there's two sports stations competing with one another, I mean we compete more with WIP than that other sports station.
Yeah, the sports station down the hall is more worried about Kale and Company right now.
Now, here's a little food for thought, though.
Check those men numbers.
Have you ever had a horrible breakup and then thought, we're gonna give it another chance.
Yeah.
How long does that usually last?
That's a great question. I'll give you that answer in a couple of months.
when you're married to an ideology, and listen, there are people that I'm not a supporter of the Republican Party at all. I was never a Republican until the last 10 years. And that's not a part. You don't have to change your party. You don't vote party in this country. You vote who the candidates are. But when you're locked in as a leftist, it's the vote blue no matter who. The same people, you know, who rip Trump all the time are the ones, I'll vote no matter who they put up there, I'm going to vote for them. Tell me how that's a deep thinking and understanding the facts. When you have two candidates that don't even know what their policies are and have 20-year-old interns writing their press releases, how is that deductive reasoning? How is that critical thinking? There's not. It's just an ideology that you've always had because your rich pals at the country club in Avalon, New Jersey, wherever Mike lives, you know, he's appealing to his pals on the golf course. And the closest he gets to African Americans is the guy who shines his shoes in his country club gym. You know, when he goes in and he hands his shoes over to the guy. Those are Mike Missinelli's black friends. Ooh, guys who work at the country club and grab his bags out of his BMW when he's coming back from the course.
Wow.
If you want political talk,
he pretends he's down with the African American community when he's never even around the African American community.
If you want political talk coming up at 10, you get it with Dawn Stenzel.
This is good.
Yeah, I know.
At least Dawn knows what she's talking about.
Exactly.
She's not some lockstep moron who's never covered news. Mike Missinelli has never been a journalist.
No.
Well, he was early in his career when all the sports guys, you know, were journalists, and then they all got fired from the failing newspapers they worked for and decided to join they're the people who hated electronic media when they were walking around with notepads in locker rooms, and now they all want to be in electronic media. Right. So that's a hypocrisy. Listen, if you're good enough to be on the radio and somebody wants to hire you, God bless you. But don't give me this sanctimonious, I'm smarter than you, I'll talk down to you because you're not worthy of talking to me. That's the stuff that I hate. I don't care who it is. If you treat your audience like they're underlings and like they're beneath you, then they are beneath you. And that's the world that they want to live in. They want to be talked down to. And that I've never done that to anybody, regardless of my opinion, their opinion. You have to respect the people who put you on the air and keep you successful. That's the way I've always done it. But hey, if he wants to placate his country club pals and all the rich Mina Kimes of the world, the very people he criticized and got called out for back in the day when he was knocking women on ESPN and then got buried for it. So good for him. Whatever he wants to do, he can do it.
Knocking,
I don't control
not
him.
Up.
Tony Bruno from Tim Walls, and then all of a sudden, around 9:13, Tony Bruno.
Well, you asked me a question, and I gave you an answer.
He roared.
I didn't have any notes for Mike Missinelli today. I didn't have any notes prepared. I don't need notes to prepare for that.
As Greg Stocker would say,
stop sharing every dumb thought that's in your head. That's what talk radio is for.
That's a good one. By the way, congratulations to the guy, the Algerian gold medal winning boxing. He is now going to be the new backup quarterback for the. Oh, no, that's what's his name? Who's coming back?
Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick, after 7 years out, says it's time to get. I think the other former Eagle quarterback from Gilroy, California, has a better chance of getting a backup quarterback job. And you know what I'm talking about. Play for the Eagles, play for the 49ers. Who am I talking about?
Gardner Minshew?
No.
No.
Jeff Garcia has a better chance of getting another job in the NFL than Colin Kaepernick.
Love Jeff and his little pop gun arm. Beautiful. Bruno, great stuff as always, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Hey, God bless America. Good night, everybody. Eagles!
Yes.
Eagles!
Eagles! Eagles.
Yeah. Thank you.
As training camp gets underway.
E-L-V-S-E-L-V-S!
Way underway. We got the second preseason game coming up with the Patriots.
All right, real quick, Tony. Who's your first five cuts coming on Monday morning?
Hey, the first cut is always the deepest.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah.
All right, there he is. Yeah, Tony Bruno. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.